Welcome to Business English. Bienvenue à notre émission consacrée à l'anglais commercial aux États-Unis. Dans ce programme, vous participerez à des voyages d'affaires, à des conversations téléphoniques, à l'échange de messages e-mail et à des interviews. Au micro, Michel Joseph. What time does the show start? À quelle heure commence le spectacle? Une question essentielle, un outil qui sert à organiser les rencontres personnelles et professionnelles. What time is the meeting? What time is the interview? What time is the dinner? What time is the conference?
What time do the shows usually start?
En fait, c'est une façon très américaine de raccourcir la phrase. Grammaticalement, on devrait commencer la question par la préposition at. At what time does the show start? At what time is the meeting? At what time is the interview? Ici, Cathy va poser la question au sujet de plusieurs spectacles et de l'heure à laquelle ils commencent d'habitude. What time do the shows usually start?
What time do the shows usually start?
Usually. D'habitude ou en général.
What time do the shows usually start?
They usually start at 2 o'clock.
And when do they end?
They usually end at around 5 o'clock.
Si vous posez la question, when does it start? Ou au pluriel, when do they start? When does it start? It remplace le mot show, spectacle, au singulier. Par exemple, when does the meeting start? When does it start? Dans la phrase que vous venez d'entendre, shows, spectacle, est remplacé par le pronom au pluriel they. Si on pose la question, when does it start? Quand est-ce que ça commence? Ou au pluriel, when do they start? Il vous faudra forcément demander aussi quand est-ce que le programme finira. When does it end? Au pluriel, when do they end? When does the meeting start? When does the meeting end? When does the conference start? When does the conference end? Écoutez.
The train to Washington leaves at 7.
When do you get back to Washington?
We arrive in Washington around 11.
That's a long day.
It is, but we love going to shows. They're wonderful.
Puisque Pat Miller se rend à New York régulièrement en une journée, la question qu'on lui demande alors est When do you get back?
When do you get back to Washington?
Quand allez-vous revenir? To get back. Revenir. Rentrer. Écoutez et répétez à haute voix.
Listen and repeat.
11 o'clock. The train arrives in New York at 11 o'clock. 2 o'clock. The shows usually start at 2 o'clock. 5 o'clock. The shows usually end at around 5 o'clock. 7 o'clock. The train leaves New York at 7 o'clock. 11 o'clock. The train arrives in Washington at 11 o'clock.
'Approchons-nous de la gare. Allons au guichet pour acheter un billet. Dans le dialogue, vous entendrez « I'd like a ticket ». J'aimerais, sous-entendu, acheter un billet. En fait, c'est la contraction « I would like a ticket ».
« I'd like a ticket to Denver ».«
I'd like a ticket ». Dans laquelle il est impliqué que la personne veut acheter un billet. « I would like to buy a ticket ». Aux États-Unis, on simplifie « I'd like a ticket. Écoutez.
Listen to the conversation.
Can I help you?
Yes, I'd like a ticket to Denver.
One way or round trip?
Round trip, please.
One moment, please. The next train leaves at 10:30. Is that okay?
Yes, that's fine.
That'll be $60.
60 or 16?
60. 60.
En vendant le billet, le préposé a demandé « One way or round trip ?»
One way or round trip ?
One way, aller simple. Round trip, aller-retour. Écoutez de nouveau et répétez.
Listen and repeat.
The next train leaves at 10:30. Is that okay?
Yes, that's fine.
That'll be $60.
60 or 16?
60. 60.
Et c'est tout pour cette leçon de Business English, l'anglais commercial. That's it for today. Until next time, à la prochaine fois. English USA vous présente African Voices in Conversation, des conversations en anglais qui ont attrait à la vie quotidienne au Sénégal. Aïd, la fête de la Tabaski, communément appelée fête du mouton, approche. À chacun son souci. Mouton pour Maudou, mais robe en tissu bazar riche pour sa femme Sally. Nous allons écouter ce couple. Vous répondrez vrai ou faux aux phrases que vous allez entendre. 1. Maudou aura un mouton lundi prochain. 2. Maudou préfère les moutons avec de grandes cornes. Vous répondrez ensuite à ces deux questions. 1. Que rappelle Sally à son mari chaque jour? 2. Que pense Maudou des tissus bazin? Vous entendrez des phrases au présent ou simple present en anglais. Vous entendrez d'autres phrases au simple present, mais qui auront valeur de futur. Nous allons écouter ce couple.
Tabaski is next Monday, Maudou.
I know, Sally. You remind me every day. You remind me so much, I can't sleep at night. I know Tabaski next Monday, but my priority is to prepare a sheep for the festival.
Yes, Maudou, but my priority is my bazin dress. In fact, the tailor is waiting for me.
And the sheep is waiting for me. Inshallah, I will buy a sheep.
Where will you go to find one?
Why is that important?
There are top-quality sheep in Rifisk.
Why should I care? A sheep is a sheep.
But a bazin is not always top quality.
Really? Sally, what's the difference?
Many things. But most important is the number of stars. Top quality bazin fabrics have 7 stars.
I am glad sheep don't have stars.
But they have their horns. Top quality sheep have beautiful big horns.
I didn't know that you cooked the horns. Besides, I see no difference in the size of a sheep's horns. Please, Sally, can I go back to sleep now?
I never ask you not to sleep. But tell me, Maudou, how can a husband sleep when his wife doesn't have a sheep or a bazin?
Nous avons entendu dans ce dialogue Sally et Maudou. L'énoncé 1 est vrai. Maudou aura un mouton lundi prochain. L'énoncé 2 est faux. Maudou préfère les moutons avec de grandes cornes. Voilà les réponses aux questions. 1. Que rappelle Sally à son mari chaque jour? Sally rappelle chaque jour à son mari que la Tabaski est lundi prochain. 2. Que pense Maudou des cornes de mouton? Maudou pense qu'il n'y a pas de différence. Et vous, pensez-vous comme Sally qu'un bazin est un bazin? Écoutez et retenez ces deux phrases.
My priority is to prepare a sheep for the festival.
My priority is my bazin dress.
Elles expriment des actions au présent ou des généralités. Elles sont au présent et utilisent to be, l'auxiliaire être. Écoutez et retenez maintenant la phrase Tabaski is next Monday. Ce présent exprime par contre une action au futur proche. Nous pouvons sur ce modèle dire Christmas is next December. The exams are next June. Labor Day is next May. Écoutez la traduction en anglais. Mouton. Sheep. Corne. Horns. Étoile. Stars. Nous avons entendu ce couple parler de la fête de la Tabaski et de leurs priorités. Nous avons appris comment conjuguer le présent pour exprimer des actions dans le présent, mais aussi le présent pour exprimer des actions futures. Pour plus de renseignements au sujet des cours d'anglais, Learning English, allez au site internet suivant à americanenglish.state.gov. ou à voalearningenglish.com.
Ici Michel Joseph. Hello, I'm your English host. Je suis votre présentatrice pour l'anglais. Voulez-vous mieux parler l'anglais? C'est fait! Retrouvez-moi tous les soirs à partir de 21h temps universel sur VOA Afrique et sur notre site internet à www.voaafrique.com et en ondes courtes le samedi et le dimanche à 20h temps universel. Ne ratez pas English USA. Au cours de la leçon suivante, vous apprendrez à dire ce que font les gens autour de vous. Nous vous rappelons que English USA est diffusé de Washington au micro Michel Joseph. Aujourd'hui, Martin Lerner va visiter une école primaire et parler à des instituteurs et à des enfants. Vous apprendrez à dire ce que fait telle ou telle personne en écoutant Martin et les instituteurs. Avant d'entrer dans l'école, écoutez quelques expressions. The principal's office. Le bureau du directeur. I'm Mrs. Weaver's secretary. Je suis la secrétaire de Mrs. Weaver. I work. Je travaille. I study. J'étudie. I teach. J'enseigne. I report the news. Je donne les nouvelles.
Excuse me, where is the principal's office?
Go straight ahead, then turn left.
Thanks. Good morning. I'm Martin Lerner.
Oh, you're the reporter. I'm Tina Goodplace. I'm Mrs. Weaver's secretary.
How are you?
Fine, thanks. Come with me. Mrs. Weaver is in the cafeteria. Where are you from, Mr. Lerner?
I live in Baltimore.
Classes begin at 8:15. Here we are. Come in.
Thanks.
Mrs. Weaver, this is Martin Lerner.
Good morning, Mrs. Weaver. I'm happy to meet you.
Thank you. How are you?
Fine, thanks. How are you?
Fine, thanks. Please sit down. Would you like coffee?
Yes, please.
Goodbye, Mr. Lerner.
Goodbye. Thank you for your time.
Milk, sugar?
No, thanks.
You're a reporter?
Yes, I report news on the radio. I work at the Voice of America.
That's interesting. I'm the principal. I'm a teacher, too. I teach art.
Wonderful.
Come, see the children.
Thank you. Hello, Helen.
Good morning, Hal. Mr. Lerner, this is Hal Marks.
Hello. Are you a teacher?
Yes, I teach the fifth grade.
Are you a teacher? No, I'm a reporter. I report news on the Voice of America.
Good. Come see my fifth grade.
Thanks.
Écoutez bien ces phrases.
I'm a reporter. I report the news.
I'm a teacher. I teach art.
I'm a teacher. I teach fifth grade.
Pour certaines professions, le nom et le verbe exprimant le genre d'activité sont très similaires. Par exemple, I teach, j'enseigne. I'm a teacher, je suis enseignant.
I'm a reporter, I report.
I'm a teacher, I teach.
I'm a teacher, I teach. He's a teacher, he teaches.
He's a reporter, he reports.
She's a teacher, she teaches.
Écoutez encore une fois, et après qu'une personne a indiqué sa profession, dites-vous-même ce qu'elle fait.
He's a teacher.
He's a reporter.
She's a teacher. Here we are. Come in. Hi, I'm Martin Lerner.
Hi.
Who are you?
Roberta. What's that?
It's a tape recorder. Listen. Tell me your name.
Roberta Miller.
Where do you live?
I live at 34 Harrison Street.
What's that, Roberta?
It's a map. We're studying geography. It's a map of Europe.
Thank you. Let's listen to that.
Roberta Miller.
Where do you live?
I live at 34 Harrison Street.
What's that, Roberta?
It's a map. We're studying geography. It's a map of Europe.
Petite révision. Deux mots. Art, l'art. Book, livre. Cafeteria, cafétéria. Classroom, salle de classe. Globe, un globe ou une map monde. Grade, la classe. Picture, image. Principal, directeur ou directrice. Country, pays. Factory, usine. Geography, géographie. Secretary, secrétaire. Student, étudiant ou étudiante. World, monde. Les verbes. Record, enregistrer. Study, étudier. Notez ces interrogations. Do you like coffee? Aimez-vous le café? Would you like coffee? Aimeriez-vous du café ou voulez-vous du café? Adjectif. Big, grand ou gros. Good, bon. Old, vieux. An old map, une vieille carte. A good student, un bon étudiant. A big building, un grand bâtiment. Petite révision de nombres et d'adjectifs numériques par la suite. One, un. Two, deux. Three, trois. Continuons sans traduction. Essayez de compter avec moi. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. Bon. Voyons comment les adjectifs numériques s'approchent des noms. One, c'est un. First, premier. First, second, second. Third, troisième. Fourth, quatrième. Fifth, cinquième. Sixth, sixième. Seventh, septième. Eighth, huitième. Ninth, neuvième. tenth, dixième. Si vous remarquez, à la fin du nombre, j'ajoute un son, th, c'est un th. C'est ce qui détermine que c'est un adjectif. Donc répétez encore avec moi. First, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, tenth, eleventh, twelfth, thirteenth, fourteenth, fifteenth, sixteenth, seventeenth, eighteenth, nineteenth, twentieth, et ainsi de suite. Les interrogations, commençant avec what. What's that? What's that? C'est la contraction de what is that? Qu'est-ce que c'est que ça? What's that? What country is that? Qu'est-ce que c'est que ce pays? Ou quel est ce pays? Aujourd'hui, Martin Lerner parle avec des enfants dans une école primaire. Ils se penchent tous sur une carte ou une map monde. Entrons dans l'école. What's that? Qu'est-ce que c'est que ça? It's a map. C'est une carte. It's a factory. C'est une usine. It's a tape recorder. C'est un magnétophone. Who's that? Qui est-ce? She's a teacher. C'est une institutrice. He's a driver. C'est un chauffeur.
Hello, who are you?
I'm Jane. Who are you?
I'm Martin. I'm a reporter. Mr. Lerner reports the news on the radio. I report the news on the Voice of America. What's that, Jane?
It's Europe.
What country is that?
It's Poland?
That's right. What's that?
It's Hungary.
Good. Can you spell Hungary?
H-U-N-G-A-R-Y.
Thank you, Jane. Martin, come see these students. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
May I record you?
Sure. Okay. What's that?
It's a tape recorder.
It's very big.
I'm a reporter. I report news on the radio. I need a good tape recorder.
Oh.
What's that you are studying?
It's a globe.
What's a globe?
It's a map. It's a map shaped like the world.
What are you studying?
Geography. We're studying Europe.
I see. Show me Europe.
Here.
Please show me Germany.
Here.
Please show me Italy.
Here.
Please show me Denmark.
Is it here?
Yes. Show me Russia.
It's an old globe. It's here, I think.
It's here, I think.
Look here. It's right here.
Une bonne façon d'enrichir votre vocabulaire, c'est de demander le mot anglais pour identifier tel ou tel objet autour de vous. Voilà comment il faut poser la question. What's that? C'est la contraction de what is that? Revenons à Martin.
What's that?
It's a map. What's that?
It's a tape recorder. What's that?
It's a globe.
Quand vous demandez quel est le mot anglais pour dire une chose, écrivez ce mot pour pouvoir vous en souvenir, même si vous ne connaissez pas l'orthographe.
Hello, welcome, welcome to Anglais Télé. Bienvenue. We're going to welcome our guest, Halima Touré.
Halima Touré.
Mariam Gaba from Bamako.
Mariam Gaba.
And Awa Traoré.
Awa Traoré.
My gosh, we're blessed.
We're blessed with Mali today.
They are from Mali. Everyone is from Mali.
Yep.
Ladies, let's hear from you. Hi.
Hi.
Hi. We're really happy to have you. Welcome. Welcome to our studio.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about the present. So, and the present that is progressing. So I think we're going to talk to one guest at a time.
Yeah, that'd be much easier.
Roger, what about welcoming Mariam
Gaba,
who is secretary of the English Club in Bamako? Is that right, Mariam?
All right. Yes, I'm here.
All right. She is where she is. I'm here. She said, yes, I'm here.
I'm here. Right.
Now, Mariam, you're going to have to give us an example of what you are doing. So you're going to use a verb in the progressive.
I can say that I'm thinking or I am working hard.
Okay, she's working hard.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to ask Halima Touré to give us an example of what she's doing right now in the present.
At this moment, yeah.
A progressive.
Okay. What I'm doing right now, I'm just learning from you.
Very good.
All right.
That's very good.
She's learning from
us. And I'm listening too.
And yes. She's listening. Excellent.
That's true, yes.
Okay. What about you, Awa Traoré?
Awa Traoré, what are you doing right now? Uh-oh, Awa Traoré just fell.
She fell down. She's falling.
She's falling down. Hello, Awa Traoré.
Awa Touré.
Ah, it's Awa Touré. It's not Traoré. Ah, this is Touré. This is not Traoré. Yeah, there is one Awa Traoré. There is also Awa Touré. So this is Awa Touré. So Awa Touré, what are you doing right now?
I'm eating.
She is eating.
Oh,
fantastic.
You're eating what? Niebe? What are you eating? What are you eating?
Beans.
Ah.
Beans. Delicious.
That's good stuff.
It
yummy,
really
yummy.
It is.
Yummy, yummy.
Gives a lot of energy.
Yes.
Okay. So, Halima Touré was learning and listening.
Yes.
Mariam Gaba was working or thinking.
Thinking
and working.
Right.
And Awa Touré is eating.
And falling.
And falling, yes. Right.
And eating and falling.
Yeah. Eating and falling.
Yep. Yeah.
Maybe we can ask Halima Touré.
Yes.
To ask Mariam Gaba a question about another activity, since both of you are in Bamako. Maybe you should greet each other. Let's listen to how they greet each other. Go ahead.
Okay. Hi, Awa. Halima. I can say Halima.
Hi, Mariam. How are you?
I'm fine. And you?
Yeah, I'm fine too.
Glad to meet you.
You live in Bamako. Where?
Me and family in Bamako.
The name of your living place.
Pardon?
Where do you live?
Where do you live in Bamako?
I live in Senu. And you?
Ah, in Senu. Okay, me, I was living in Falagi. Not far from Senu, but I'm with my husband in Seba, in the north of Mali.
In Falagi.
What I'm saying?
One lady at a time. Halima Touré, you are explaining to Mariam Gaba. I heard her say, I was living. Okay, that's the past. Let's stick to the present. Very good. So thank you, Halima Touré and Mariam Gaba.